How salesy is too salesy? What up, what up? What's good, y'all? Welcome to the NabilAziz.com podcast, where I talk about direct response copywriting and growth marketing so you can grow your business every single day. And I'm your host, Nabil Aziz. Yo! So I'm trying Anchor FM to see if I can sort of translate the daily emails that I'm sending to my list into an audio format. I'm testing this out, so maybe if it works well, I'll probably be publishing an episode every day. I've got a lot of email content backlog, so I won't run out of content for these episodes. So today I just want to talk about, you know, when to hard sell and when to, you know, back off and sell soft. So I was recently I was on a group call with some of my copywriting friends, and we were doing a hot seat, you know, taking turns telling the group our business challenges, and then the group, you know, comes in and solves them. And during the call, someone said something to the effect of, you know, I want to sell, but without being too salesy. I'm paraphrasing, but you get the gist. To which I asked, how salesy is too salesy? Is there like a line where, you know, up to here is, you know, not salesy enough, and beyond here is like way too salesy? No one, I repeat, no one could give me a clear answer. And the best that they could do was, it just feels icky. Now, let's put aside for the moment that a bunch of professional marketers are deciding what to do based on highly subjective ickiness. It just flies in the face of the fundamentals of direct response. The complexity of your sales messaging, aka how hard you sell, depends on many factors, and without getting too into the weeds, they boil down to the following. One, your customer's level of awareness, and two, your market's level of sophistication. Suffice it to say, how you communicate with your audience will vary massively the more aware and the more sophisticated your customers are. If you are sending cold traffic to a reasonably low-cost product for a one-off purchase to extract as many sales as possible, well, you better sell the shit out of it. Or if you're building a legacy brand that'll stand for generations, then you need a softer touch to build, you know, to build the long-term relationships with your customers. Whatever your business model, your sales messaging is predicated on one thing, and that's understanding your customer. That is why it's profoundly incompetent for marketers to subjectively decide something is too salesy based on, you know, their feelings. First of all, you are not your customer. Second, if your customer needs a hard sell and you don't sell hard enough, you lose. You probably end up going out of business. What's more, you're doing your customer a disservice and potentially harming them by not selling your product the way it needs to be sold. And that, my friends, is a profound ethical failing many of these, quote, I want to sell without being too salesy copywriters utterly fail to comprehend. And I'll be exploring this topic further in upcoming episodes, so stay tuned. Once again, this was the NabilAziz.com podcast on Anchor FM, and I'll be talking more about direct response marketing and growth marketing and business strategy in upcoming episodes. Peace.